Okay, what we got going on
here? Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Back in for another Monday night show. Tonight's topic, feminine black men, masculine black women. But, of course, anybody is dealing with this today because I had one comment. Person got mad at me today for saying that. They were like, you know, everybody deals with that problem. Why you guys just say black? I say, well, hold on. I know everybody deal with that problem, but it is a big problem in the community I live in. I can relate to the community I live in just a little bit more, you know, but I just wanted to kind of put that out there. So what's going on with Gabriella? All right, you're going good. Hold on, Miss Gabriella, you're breaking up a little bit, sister.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I'm not going to be able to get on the fan page or not on the chat box today because for some reason, whenever I try to get on the internet, it makes the call mess up. But that's okay.
Yo, internet problems. I got you. But you know, who are you using for your internet?
Time Warner.
You got the Roadrunner?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I used to have Time Warner. I had Roadrunner. But anyway, so we'll get and talk about this topic, like I said at the beginning. So, Ms. Gabrielle, let me know something. What's your take on? Let's talk on the dudes first. What's your take on these dudes acting so feminine?
I don't know, honestly. Sometimes, I mean, these days you can't really tell who's gay and who's straight anymore.
Hold on, Ms. Gabrielle. I'm not saying somebody gay. And see,
I'm not talking about.
No, but I want to put that out there before you get started. When I said feminized dudes, it doesn't mean gay because they got these dudes that's walking around here acting like they hard like I don't know what, and they gay. So it's not about saying somebody gay. You know, I want to put that out there. Continue.
Okay, I mean, I'm not even talking about like if someone's gay because I have gay friends. Like I don't really care about that. But what I don't like is the fact that all these men are running around doing a lot of suspect type things, like the way that they dress, the way they act. I remember back, it was like a few years ago, there was this guy trying to start this movement where he was wearing lipstick and like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm talking about. Brightly
colored leggings.
And he looked prettier than his girlfriend. His girlfriend looked all raggedy and stuff. But it's like, it seems like that's the trend these days. Like all these guys are running around. I mean, you see Kanye West wearing skirts. You see, what was the other rapper that had a dress
on? That's ASAP Rocky. That's the one I use in the thumbnail.
Yeah, they wearing dresses nowadays. I mean, a lot of these guys, I wouldn't be surprised if they start wearing lipstick and high heels and stuff because it seems like, I don't know if you guys ever watched that episode of The Boondocks where the one rapper, what was it, like Thugnificent or whatever?
Yeah, Thugnificent, yeah.
And he was wearing the... he had everybody wearing them dresses and skirts and purses and stuff. It was like, it's not a purse, it's a man bag. And they were like, oh, we can carry our guns in here. Like, it was like the whole hip-hop culture had a lot of these, it had gotten taken over by a lot of these down-low men. And so these young boys that are confused go along with whatever the media says is cool. So if wearing really skinny tight pants and really form fitting clothes is what's in style, that's what the guys are going to do. And
you know, it's a trip to see men being a slave to fashion. You know, that's like a woman trait itself. You know, women kind of go with the flow with the fashion. And men, you know, like I said, I grew up in a time period where I've kind of seen rap kind of took off. I've seen, you know, the emergence of gangster rap, you know, all that stuff through the 90s. But when it comes to the 2000 era, when it stopped being gangster rap and start changing over to that term hip hop, that's when all this stuff, in my opinion, just from where I can look back from now to kind of changes, that's when I seen it. And when it came to hip hop and it got more mainstream, not just kind of, because see, that music was just kind of exclusive to the black community. And only black people just kind of understand what they were saying, too. You know, so like these day and time, they don't even change the words around. Like we used to change the words around all the time. Like if the moment mainstream start understanding some slang terminology, we'll switch it up. And we'll switch it up. It'll be in the music and everything. And everybody from California to New York would understand all the slang terminology. That's what would happen. But now they don't change nothing up. Everybody understands it. I mean, it's like it's not exclusive like it used to be. And I noticed that when it became mainstream, all these changes brought in with all this, oh, well, you know, having to push the envelope. Now, how you doing, Ms. Barbara?
I'm fine.
What's your take on it? I'm starting on the men first. What's your take on these feminine men?
Yeah, a lot of them, like you say, the feminine men, they feminine like that. First off, they probably been raised in a house full of females.
Mm-hmm.
I know a young man myself, he probably about 12 years old. He's showing a lot of signs of being raised in a house full of females, whatnot, no male figure in his life. He's got a lot of feminine ways with him. And they hoping he'll grow out of it, it'll fall off him or shake it off him or something. But,
I mean, unfortunately, that's what happens, though, because I knew a guy, I don't know if he was, because we didn't know if he was gay or not, because the way that he was acting, but the thing was that he grew up with nothing but women. He grew up around his sisters, his aunts, and it was like, you know how there's this thing in unfortunately, in the black community, where there's no, like, not a man in sight, no uncle, mm-hmm. nothing. That's and right. It's everybody's being raised by grandmothers, aunts, uncles, and single mothers. And so all these young boys, they don't have any men in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the men that are around are really bad men, so it's like they don't really have anybody they can look up to. So a lot of these guys run around switching their hips, and they just exhibit a lot of these feminine traits, like the way that they talk. They have a really light, high-pitched voice, and, you know, they're interested in girly things. And it's not, some of them aren't even gay, but it's like they just never understood what it meant to be a man. So that's what happens to them.
And they get, you know, and the thing is, they get mad. I mean, like, male and females get mad when you say, hey, you know, this sort of thing isn't fitting for a man to be doing or a guy to be doing. They get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you like,
they
I remember,
did it now.
Cause they get, like, for instance, I did a video back in 2011. I had posted it on my Advice Show Throwbacks channel, Skinny Jeans 2011. And when the first time I posted that video back then, man, people got mad at me. They were saying, oh, you just mad because you can't wear it. They were saying, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, it's okay for guys to wear. I mean, these guys, not women getting at me about the guys. You got a bunch of guys running and defending some hip-hugging pants, form-fitting pants for a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would understand if some women was getting at me about that for them. But, right. Come on, you got dudes wearing this sort of thing, and then you got little Wayne walking around. Go ahead.
Them the same ones that'll go behind in the closet and do their little mess.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them. Not all of them, but some of them was wearing them Huggies.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't make a bit of sense. And they have a problem when you say something and call
it
out.
Yeah,
because
they don't want you to point it out. They want to keep it on the down low, hush, hush. Maybe nobody won't put two and two together. But when you single them out like that, speak on it. Oh, it might get people to thinking or wondering. So they don't want it put on the spotlight like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because my thing is, like I said before, if you're a dude and you're gay, okay, they got a community especially for you now. I mean, it gay is not like it used to be back when I was growing up. You really had to have.
Everybody can. I mean, a lot of people still are a little bit worried about it, but at the same time, being gay is nowhere near as bad as it used to be. People
still
get hurt
far.
For it, but
it hasn't come that far in the black community. It's still shunned upon, you know.
Yeah, in our community,
yeah, it really is. It really is.
Well, it's
is.
Only for the men, though. It's only I noticed that it's only for the men.
Yeah,
like,
for the men.
I've seen there's girls, like, you can go to any black church and you'll see black women wearing suits.
Yeah.
Hair, you know, the little Caesar haircut and everything else. They look just like men.
Yeah, it's okay for them.
And it's totally okay. But if a man decides that he doesn't even have to dress a certain way, but if a man is even a little bit gay, they act like it's the worst thing in the world. But they,
yeah,
they you know, but they're not gonna attack the woman with five kids. They'll say it's okay for her to do that, but that's a different topic.
Yeah, because they want to get with her and try to turn her back. But they know after
it's true though.
You know, but my thing is this. You know, it's like. You need to be true to who you are. I mean, if you are that way, because like they got some guys that are extremely feminized and they're not that way at all. But they're just that way because they've been fashioned around women. I mean, I see too many dudes these days that are so messy. They're messy as all get out. They won't stay out of mess. They won't stay from gossiping. They won't stay from starting stuff with people. I mean, it's like, man, do you have a period once a month or do you have some testicles? I mean, it's like, which one do you have? Because like, they got some dudes that's more messy than any women I've ever seen.
Right.
You know, they get their little feelings hurt every time you say something. I have more dudes get their feelings hurt on the things that I would say than a lot of times women. I would expect an emotional response from a woman. That's fine. Women are emotional. I'm cool with that. When you have a dude getting his feelings hurt by what you're saying, like, for instance, you get mad at me because I'm saying something about Chief Keith and you a dude? Why are you, like... Dude telling me, you know, something should happen to me because I'm talking about Chief Keef. Like, you a dude, not a woman, you know, that's his groupie, a dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with these dudes? I never seen no dude in my life act like that behind Tupac or Ice Cube or something like that.
That go to show you times are changing and it's a lot of down low. You don't know if he fantasizing behind Chief. He might be fantasizing or dreaming about the man.
Probably.
Something to it.
Yeah, because, you know, like, the disappointing part about it, like you say, in the black community, it's a lot of these dudes that are like Jason Collins. You know, they'll be with a woman all these years.
10 years.
Years or whatever how many years, but he's sitting up there flaming for dudes. Or he doing that trapped in the closet stuff, you know, midnight creeping with dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, if you're going to do that, man, do your thing. I mean, that's between you and whoever else. They ain't got nothing to do with me. But don't be sitting up here lying to these women and acting like, you know, you straight, but no, you really gay. Don't do that. Because that's not right to do that to any kind of woman. You know, whatsoever.
I know this one young man. He's gay, and he dresses like a woman. He's a beautiful woman. He has a lot of clients that are married men, men with girlfriends. One guy brought the little boy to him on a date. The little boy was in the back seat in the car seat. It's a lot of down low, and y'all would be surprised that some of the rough gangster, you know, supposed to be tough guys coming to see him.
Because
hyper masculine stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of them guys, you know, got out of D block too. You know, and they used to that. Like, for instance, I'll never forget this story, I think, but never. With this one, this ex girlfriend of mine I had, and her friend kept asking her, say, I don't know what's going on with my boyfriend. And she was like, what's wrong with her? And she said that, you know, every time we have sex, you know, he don't want it vaginally, he just want it anal. And you're like, I say, huh? That's all he wants? and she's like, they ask the question, say, has he ever been locked up before? I say, well, yeah, he had just got out from being locked up for 7 years. I say, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of explains a lot. I mean, you got a woman and you sit there and want to behind? You know, I mean, to the point the woman say she was having problems. You know, so, yeah. I mean, but if you had, but when she showed the picture of the dude did not look like he was twisting at all. You know, my uncle told me, you know, because he had been locked up before. He said, yeah, he said, these dudes, they'll come out of jail acting like they not like that. But you say they won't be in there with Kool-Aid on their lips.
Kool-Aid on their lips? Is that lipstick?
Yeah. I said, man, that's kind of messed up.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of this stuff going on. But my thing is, like you said, in the black community, nobody want to talk about that. Then, you know what I'm saying, like, the women will call it out. The women will constantly call it out. And these dudes be, you know, just fighting mad and everything. But, like, you know, like, I haven't had no woman sit there and call me that a day in my life. But certain dudes, women will say, hey, you're that way. Or they'll see the way their mannerisms is. And usually you can ask a woman. And usually the woman is spot on 9 times out of 10. you know, based on this dude's mannerisms. And look at certain, you can even look at certain dudes' pictures and women to tell you, oh, you know, yeah, look at him. Either if he isn't, he close to it, he tipping over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's wild the day and time, you know, we live in the area of men. Where are the men at? The strong men, the men that
real masculine
the,
men.
Yeah, the masculine men, the men that women, you know, want to depend on, women can, you know, go to. I mean, where are these men at? Because to me, they're slow. They dying off.
Yeah, they disappear.
And it's like the men that are truly like that, you know, they are being attacked constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing, because a lot of men, like I've noticed that a lot of men, they realize that being a real man is almost looked down upon these days. Like being a real masculine man, you know, having bass in your voice, not acting all sweet and sissified, it's not socially acceptable, especially as a black man. If you're a dark-skinned black man, which is pretty much the symbol of masculinity worldwide, that's like usually the biggest threat. So they realize they got to soften themselves up a little bit if they want to get ahead in life. Like you see this guy, like you go and watch these reality TV shows, and you'll see these almost, it's almost like these people are like a caricature of a person, like of a human being. Like, what was the guy, Funky Denevia, that dresses like a woman, like it's a black man, but he always got wigs on and purses, and he looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He looks it's just like a man with a full beard, and he has a wig and purse on, but that's considered socially acceptable. But for a man to just be like, just a straight black man, that's almost, it's looked down upon.
Yeah, because like I said, I noticed just the alpha male in general. Yes, black males, yes, but I've noticed the alpha male in general, no matter the race, I'm noticing that's looked down upon. A man that say, you know what, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to take care of my family. I'm going to, you know, run my household. Because, like, that's another thing. You could be a man, but in this situation by these masculine women, you know, you can't be a man in your own house, though. They got to run the house. So mm-hmm. you're going to be bending over one way or another. And as long as you're doing that, you're fine. It can't be a man in traditional sense. Like, I'm the man. I run things. I take care of my family. I do it. My woman, you know, she works with me, but I lead the household. I mean, like, when I say stuff like that, it gets women upset.
Oh, that gets women mad.
Like,
because
a lot
of these women are raised by single mothers. So they think that, like, I have some people that people in my personal life that were raised by single mothers. And whenever you say something like, you know, a man is supposed to leave the house, they're like, what? A man isn't supposed to leave the house. I leave my own house. And I got my own house. I got my own car. I don't need no man and this and that. And it's like, and if a man is in the house, just like you said, they don't want a man to take the masculine role. They want to be the one who is pretty much running the whole house. It's just they just want the man there for sex and for companionship. But when it comes to making major decisions, the women are like, no, I want to be the one making, you know, running everything in this whole house.
Yeah, they want to, you know, that's the thing. It goes right back to the feminized man. A lot of the women want the feminized men so they can run them. They do. They want them because they can run them. Because they know they're submissive. They're not going to buck against the grain or anything. But you have a dude who is an alpha male and tell a woman, oh, wait a minute, I don't need you for nothing. I got my own stuff. You know, you ain't going to come in here telling me what to do. You could tell yourself what to do. And you know, that's what I tell guys all the time. Don't ever go stay in a woman's house. If somebody going to stay in somebody's house, let her stay in your house. Don't you ever put yourself as a man underneath her skirt. Just don't do it. Because a woman don't respect a man that she running. She don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, time and time again, every single dude I've ever seen with a woman's running him, the woman giving him a phone, a place to stay, clothes, this and that, she has no respect for him at all. And the moment he get out of line, she's going to tell him in his face, it wouldn't be for me, you wouldn't have a cell phone. Wouldn't be for me, you wouldn't have a car. I mean, she'll run down the whole list of stuff she's giving him to get him straight so he could fall back in line and submit to her. That's why I say a man needs to stay on his own 2 feet and have everything of his own. I say it's better to have a prepaid phone in your name than a Verizon phone or T-Mobile phone in her name.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. It's better to pay a high interest car than get a car with 2% interest underneath her name. It's because it's about you standing up for yourself as a man and saying, ain't no female gonna come in here and just run me like that. But like I said, this happens a lot in our community, in the black community. You have too many women taking on this masculine trait, and it's not becoming. It's gonna keep them single, and it's screwed up. And a lot of men just not gonna put up with it personally, because I preach against it.
Yeah, but what I'm seeing with that, why the women have to step up and take control, because the men are not in no shape to do it. They so much of a little boy. They haven't been raised and they haven't been taught anything while they was coming up, and they just don't have it to do. They don't know how to be a man.
And Ms. Barbara, whose fault is that? Is it the boy's fault?
That's their mama. That's their mama's fault.
Because you choose the right man.
Huh?
No, because you choose the right man. If you choose the right man, you know, like I say, you ain't got to be with the guy.
Yeah, if you choose
if
the
you
right
want
man,
to be.
No.
Be
that's
the
right,
right
that's
guy,
right.
That's all you got to do is be with the right guy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and he be in his child's life, and she allow him to
But I'm
to,
saying,
be
it's not too many real men out there to choose from. Not too many real ones out there.
I don't know where they be going, because, I got a lot of decent brothers out here. I talk to them. I meet them. It's like they just have a certain thing about themselves that I can see, like, oh, that brother take care of his business. His brother, and then you talk to these brothers, and then you hear them, they ain't got no kids, they ain't got no 40 kids, and all this other stuff all over the place. A lot of these brothers don't even have kids.
Yeah.
They doing good for themselves. So that's why when I hear women say there's no decent brothers, I'm like, what y'all looking at? But anyway,
yeah.
Give me a second. Eric Cole, 480, you on the show.
How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, hey, well, I'm appreciate you calling, brother.
Yeah, I just had a little comment about, you know, the men having to be able to, you know, rely on the women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, my situation, I'm 21 myself, you know, my mom's recently passed away, so, you know, I'm
sorry
in kind of a situation myself, you know, with my woman, you know, so, you know, I am kind of relying on her, you know, kind of myself right now, but, you know, I am. You know, out there, and I'm a full-time student, so I'm trying to, you know, because, you know, like you're saying, it is true. You're not, you know, you really shouldn't be, if you're going to have a woman, you know, you shouldn't really be at her spot. She should be at your spot. I mean, I definitely agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
but,
so, I mean.
When you finish the school?
Right now, I'm a community college. I'll be transferring over to Arizona State later this year.
Mm-hmm.
I should be done. I'm going to school for law right now. Graduated high school in 2010, so.
Okay. All
I'm
right, so
right
let me
yeah.
ask you a question. Like, are you working any during school, or?
Well, yeah, right. I've been doing part-time on and off, but, you know, the problem I have, see, I mean, if you don't have, you know, like I would say, you know, a lot of the people do, like a lot of the white folks have, you know, they have a great parent. They have a lot, you know, the mom and the dad there, you know, they have a great structure, so. You know, they really don't have to, you know, they don't have to, you know, work like that. They could put all their time and effort into just the school, you know, as far as somebody else.
Well,
you know,
not, but
struggle.
Not all. But, well, hold on.
I ain't work. My parents ain't white, and I don't have to work. But, as I say.
Not all white people have it like that, though. They
yeah,
don't. I mean, they got the
I'm not trying to generalize. No, I'm just saying, no, absolutely not. Yeah.
You know. But I'm saying, some people got it like that where a child could stay home. Like, my attitude is, like, I told, you know, my kids, hey, look, y'all go to school full time, y'all can stay here, no problem. You have a place to stay, okay? Now, but you're not going to school full time, you're going to have to go, girls or boys. I don't discriminate. You're going to have to go. Make your own life. Because, you know, it is what it is. But somebody like you, in my opinion, full-time student, it's okay for you to be home. Because you are a student, you learn. You know, I wouldn't tell you, oh, get out, and you're a full-time student. Now, you graduate college, you got your job, and I know you settled. I'm like, all right, you know, son, what's going to happen? You settled now. Time for me to run around my house like it's Tarzan and Jane now. I ain't going to be wearing clothes. But, you know, when you have kids, you got to sit there and dress appropriately. So, you know, like, hey, well, what's the situation with your girlfriend, though, man? Like, how long you been with her?
I've been with her since probably a couple months before my mom passed away. So that's why I'm saying maybe that's why I'm with her. You know, I moved back to New Jersey shortly after my mom passed away. And then I ended up moving back. Probably should end up staying in New Jersey. That's where most of my family's at. I'm out here in Phoenix, Arizona right now.
Okay.
But, I'm with her. I don't know if I really do love her or not. So far, I'm with her.
You don't know if you love her or not?
I do just because I appreciate everything she's done for me, but I don't know.
Oh, you love her for the things
like you said,
she's done?
Yeah, but like you said, she really doesn't. Women don't really respect you. It wasn't like this the whole time. She wasn't really, pulling all the weight. Most of the time I had a job before. But after my mom passed away like that, it was a hard thing. So I don't know.
Yeah. I have not lost a parent, so I can't say I know how it feels.
I can relate. I can relate to that.
It's like I said, I know it's sometimes you get stuck in a predicament, You don't want to leave school or nothing or whatever. Like I said, not all women are the same. Now, I can say that too. Some women is like smart. What I mean by that, some women are like, dog, I see this dude going somewhere, so I'm going to stick with him and kind of help him out. They got some women like that, and they won't throw nothing in your face. They won't, treat you bad or stuff like that. They have some women out here like that. Like I said, I don't want to say all women is going to just throw things in your face. It's kind of one of them needle in the haystack type of women that you'll meet that'll do something like that for you. But at the same time, women like that sometimes get burnt because then the dude scale up, get all his stuff, and he want to go fool with some other, female.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A lot of women get burnt like that. That's why I'm not going to live with nobody. But a lot of these women go through that. They'll sit there. They'll pick a man up. I think, was it Laura when she called? And that one time was talking about how a man could be literally homeless. And all you got to do is just find a woman. And you can have a house, place to stay, mm-hmm. a car. And she'll help you. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. You just sit in the house and do nothing all day. And it's almost like it's socially acceptable anyway. But then the problem is a lot of these women do sit there and get mad. They're like, man, I did all this for him. I had a friend that did the same thing. She got this guy a house, a car, a job, everything he needed. And then next thing you know, he's running around town with some other female right in her face.
Yeah, it's like I don't get somebody that would do something like that. Because me, when you help me out when I'm down, I become more loyal to you. More than I'm like a stray dog. You fed me, and I didn't have no food. I'm lost. I am lost. I ain't going nowhere. Forget them other females. They ain't give me crap.
Mm-hmm. You're a rare gem, though.
I've always been like that. Like I pay attention to how people treat me when I don't have nothing. I can care less how people treat me when I have. I pay attention to people when I lose my job, lose my car. Lose everything, because I've been in those spots before, okay?
Yeah.
And I looked at who was real with me, and because of those people, like, for instance, the one person that I never thought in my life that would be down for me or whatever due to all the stuff that happened in my childhood was my father. My father was down for me when I lost everything and I went through that divorce. And my father helped me not to be walking, and everything. Like, for instance, I lost my car. They took it from me. My father gave me the money, to get a rental car. I stayed in the rental car like for 6 months before I bought a car. Literally, I was paying every 2 weeks money for a rental car. But my father gave me that money, I couldn't have got to work or whatever. I lost my job. And other things my father was doing for me, and ever since then, me and my father are like so tight. Like, we are extremely tight. But see, I pay attention to who helped me and who helped me when I'm down or friends. I even had friends that be like, man, I seen you this, I seen you that. And then I'll send them the money right back, but I never forget.
Yeah.
And if they ever get in a bind, I say, you let me know because I will pay you back for everything you did for me. But that's me, though. Not everybody like that, but that's me.
Ended up being my biggest downfall. I learned that the hard way. But because I'm just like that. I'm like a little lost animal. Like, if you feed me, I'm just like that,
But that's the people that should be down for it. But that should be the people that you cut for, though. For real. Like you see a lot of these guys or go from, they'll be with this one woman, and then they get rich and powerful, and they get with these old dumb, airhead, you know, eye candy looking chick and say, man, get with the chick you was with in high school, bro.
Exactly. That's why a lot of people be
that young
about
man
T.I.
still on the line.
Do what?
The young man still on the line.
Yeah, he's still here.
How many hours you in school a day?
Oh, well, right now it's the summertime, but usually during the week it's various. I have, like, 4-hour days, and then I'll have, like, a 6-hour day, but I go Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay, so you say you're in school full-time. You're not working?
No, not right now. I'm looking for a part-time job right now because I'm summertime right now. I'm not going
yeah,
to school
yeah,
right
you
now.
Got time. You got some hours to work. How you doing with your mother's passing? How you doing?
You know,
how you holding
I mean,
up mentally?
It was from cancer, so, I mean, you know, I came to accept that, you know, I'm a believer in Christ, so, I mean, I feel like, you know, I believe she's, you know, in a better place, so.
Yeah, she
I'd rather,
is.
You know, I didn't want to see her suffer, you know, it's kind of hard to see her suffering the way she was here, so I'd rather, you know, as hard as it is for me, I would rather her be, you know, somewhere better than, you know, being on earth suffering, you know.
Yeah, so, and don't let depression get you down by missing her and come Mother's Day and when you're out and about and see mothers and people interacting with their kids or family members. Don't let the depression get you down. Think of her like she was still here. Try to do well in life to make her happy, to let her rest in peace. You know, you're going to make Mama proud when she's living. Do the same thing while she's passed. Make her proud.
All right.
Don't turn to drugs and alcohol because they ain't going to do nothing but make the situation worse. Let her rest in peace. Do good in your school and get you a nice job and make your mama proud on the other side and think of her just like she was still here. Talk to her sometime. I talked to my mama. My mama died when I was 3 years old. I take her balloons out to the cemetery and let 6 balloons in the air for all 6 of her kids. I pray to her every night and talk to her. And I lived my life not getting in this, no, have no criminal record, no drugs and no alcohol. I worked 12-hour days just to make Mama proud and say, you know, I always heard my mama telling me, baby, do the best you can. I know you miss me. But I always heard my mama say that, baby, do the best you can. So that's the way I carried that through life and did, you know.
All right. I appreciate
yep.
that. Thank you. Yeah,
yeah, you do that.
Okay, I definitely appreciate Ms. Barber sharing that with that brother. Now, area code 229, you're on the show.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
All right, man, what's
we're
up?
Fine.
All
right, this is Greg calling from Georgia.
Okay, what's up, Greg from Georgia?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just listening to the show. What's the topic for tonight?
Feminized men, feminized brothers, whatever you want to call it, and masculine black women, or just masculine women, whatever you want to put it.
Oh.
yeah,
yeah
I know, huh?
Well, that whole situation behind the feminization of young boys and the I guess the masculization of women, I've said it on many occasions, but as we all know, a lot of that has to do with a lot of the homes being single parent households. And,
of course, absolutely no father.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the women out here, you know, and I hate to blame it on them because you know men too, but there's a lot of especially black women that try to say. You know, they try to down talk it like it's not that big of a deal. Like, you know, okay, we can handle this. You know, we're strong black women. We're strong black women. But you can't show me anywhere where a matriarchy works. You know, you have to have a father and household. And on the other side of the coin, you got these. All these guys out here trying to be thugs. Well, that wouldn't happen either if you had more fathers in household, in my opinion. And I think, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, that is the result of them, you know, feeling feminized. You know, they feel as if they have to, I guess, go above and beyond to prove their masculinity. Whereas if they grew up in a household with a loving family and a father, you know, they wouldn't feel the need to necessarily prove themselves that way. Because the guy, most guys that I know that grew up in a household with both parents there, you know, they weren't into all that foolishness. You know, they didn't have a reason to want to be a thug or none of this crazy stuff. You know, because they knew that that's not manhood. But
right.
These guys out here without fathers, they just like they searching for something. They searching for their manhood.
And on top of that, you're talking about the thugs, but also this feminization, you know, too. A lot of it comes from their mamas, you know, being over-sexualized in front of their sons. And they thinking, not all the time is the situation about the father, because then, you know, you can have a combination of her not letting the father be around sometimes, too. And then her, you don't want to be sitting up here being over-sexualized, you know, like twerking and all this other stuff in front of the son. Or whatever, like the video with the mom, son say, "Mama, you stink," and all this other stuff. You remember that video? Well, that woman's showing all her behind in front of her own son. I mean, no son should see the nakedness of his mother. Sorry, he should not see that at all. And this woman's being not only, you know, over-sexualized, and it's going to make him think, hey, either he's gonna be disrespectful to women, he's going to, you know, hate women. Possibly, a lot of times, that's why a lot of these black men, they hate black women, because a lot of times their mothers were like that chick. And they can't,
exactly.
And any chick that resembles a lot of these chicks that resemble their mother, they can't stand them. I mean, the people don't get why some of these dudes hate black women sometimes.
That's right.
Or it's going to go the other route of he's questioning his sexuality. And then you up in New York rapping about, you know, sucking penis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I mean,
exactly.
It's crazy. Go ahead.
I saw that video. That video that you posted. That was ridiculous. You know, back in my day, man, you would never see nothing like that.
Man, you get jumped or something like that back in the day.
Yeah, and it was a whole group of boys doing it too.
Look, we had people in the hood that we knew was like that, but they kept that stuff to themselves. Nobody treated them different. Like, we had this one dude that I remember, and we was questioning, was he like that? And he was kind of, but nobody treated him different. Then once you kind of found out, you're like, oh, okay. But nobody said nothing to him. But he wasn't out there talking about stuff like these dudes talking about, or he wasn't up here trying to twist, or he wasn't up here trying to, you know, do anything. He was playing football with everybody. He was actually being a dude, but you know where he was, you know, he was like that. Yeah, but these dudes, these days, they just take it to the next level.
But these little boys will probably run around sitting straight. That's the problem. That's the kind of stuff that kind of bothers me, because these boys can sit there and run around singing about whatever they were, you know what I'm saying. The little boys making a little nasty video. They can do that, and it's okay, and they'll still have girlfriends, and they'll still have girls. They'll probably think that stuff is cute. They'll be like, oh, they're so cute, and it's funny, and, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't understand. Like, these will be the same guys will be running around and be like, man, I don't like them gay people and them faggots and blah, blah, blah. But they'll be sitting there saying stuff like this. And it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Nothing wrong with that at all. Well, let me see here. Hold on. Eric Code 832, you on the show, bro?
How y'all doing?
How you doing? It's a brother up there in Katy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on up there in Katy?
Nothing. It's a long day at work. I'm glad to be on the couch.
I hear you, man. So what's on your mind by the topic?
At first, I used to be upset by it, but now, I guess I got a twisted sense of humor. It's kind of comical to me now, because as a guy, when I see like real feminine or feminized guys, they get kind of tense around me. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And when I see masculine women around or see a woman that's very feminine or dainty, I can see them get real tense. Like they don't know how to take it. They don't know if they, like, feel insulted or, you know what I'm saying? That part of it makes me laugh. Because I've been places where I've been around. I went to the grocery store recently, and they had this guy that was, with this girl. He was feminine, she was masculine. She got kind of tent around me, and she kind of wanted to get in attack mode. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It was like a real funny little thing to me. And I've been around. You go to the mall and you see like a lesbian relationship, and the stud kind of start handcuffing, and I start thinking to myself, she likes girls, man. Don't trip, you know? Like, I'm not going to talk to a girl who's walking with a girl. It don't make no sense.
Exactly. I always say, if you're supposed to be a lesbian and you're using anything that's considered a strap-on dildo, you ain't a real lesbian.
That's
sorry.
True. I mean
why you want the imitation of a man? And you don't like that part. So I'm like this: if you messing with that in the bedroom, then yeah, a dude can get you.
Yeah,
it's
that's plenty, right.
It's plenty of so-called females talking about they lesbian, but they would cheat on their lesbian girlfriend with dudes.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that happens a lot. Cause I have
it happens a lot.
Yeah.
They're not real lesbians. They claim they are, but they not. They just really confuse a lot of them.
No, a lot of them is. I did a video about that where they just got their feelings hurt by a dude. Like, oh, I'm a 12 dude. I'm gonna be a lesbian. Like, a chick can hurt your feelings too. Hope you know that.
Mm-hmm. If not, it's gonna be even worse in my opinion because girls are more full of drama than men, but.
Yeah, then like you were talking about them studs, man. Like some of them be trying to like straight up hate on dudes, big time. Like don't let them studs get on the job, and they be trying, and some of them be trying to cut dudes, man. Like trying to get people fired. You ever seen that happen?
I've been there, but studs kind of make me laugh though, because like they kind of max out because you never see they like imitating guys, but you never see a stud like imitate a grown man. Like that, they get as far as maybe like an Allen Iverson, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't go over that because it's like they don't know what to do after that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't see no stud in a 3-piece suit. You're right about that.
No, you don't. He said it right on the nose.
I have.
Allen Iverson. What?
You seen a stud in a 3-piece suit?
Yeah, it was at the prom.
Outside of the prom. Talking about just the way you carry yourself.
I mean, you mean a stud in a 3-piece suit, like, yeah.
No, I'm talking about, you know, like a man that got his stuff together, and he acting like a real man, he wearing suits, you know what I mean?
What you call it, Cher's son did it, he went all the way with it, with the surgery and all.
Oh, yeah, Chaz.
Yeah.
She looks like an ugly man.
Well, you ain't lying, you ain't ever lying. Whoever did the surgery on her, need to fix her face.
And what you call her to wear a suit? What her name? Ellen DeGeneres, the talk show lady. She put on.
Yeah, but they don't have the aura of a man like that though. They don't.
No,
they're
she
still
don't.
Women.
She don't. She not. She not butch.
No. Even if they are, they still don't. They still can't be us. They can't.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
No way.
Right.
Just at all. You know what I'm saying? Let me give me a second. Error code 239. You on the show?
Hello?
Hello. Eric code 239, how you doing?
Yeah, no, I was just listening. I ain't push a button or nothing.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it. But anyway, man, let me tell you something else about these females too. Is that like their biggest problem, talking about the masculine ones, is true masculine men. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear talk of it. Anything. I mean, that's your biggest fight if you are a masculine man in this day and time. They want you to submit to them. And all they leave. This is the killing part about it. They want to run you, but want you to be a man.
Mm.
That's the part that screws my head up.
Yeah.
They want you to be a man in the bedroom, be a man in the area of provision. That's it. The rest of it, no, you need to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's not all they want. That's what they really want. A man's money and a man's sex.
I had an ex like that.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget, we went over to her house one night, and she did, one of the batteries went out, so it made the alarm system go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was shook. She didn't want to go in the house because she thought somebody might have broke in because everything, like the door was open and everything. So I was like, all right. So I go in there. scope out the house. But when I come out of the garage, she's, her car's like facing the opposite direction, like she's about to burn off and leave. Like if somebody, like if I came out saying somebody was robbing a joint, she was just going to skirt down the street. Mm-hmm. So when I get to the car, I just tell her, I said, you know, you see, that's what I'm talking about. You acting all hard, but you got your skirt on right now. And you ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not girls like that. I mean, same thing with the guys. When I was younger, I used to play football and wrestle, you know, box people or whatever. And I never forget the guys who wanted to beat thugs or fake thugs. Man, we'd beat the crap out of them dudes. It'd be at football practice, we'd knock them out, they'd cry, throw their helmet, go home, quit. Wrestling practice, slam them too hard, they cry, go home, quit. But these are the same guys you see out on the street with a 9 or a 22 hitting ready to kill somebody. And we used to make fun of them because it's like, you the softest thug I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. That's just like, what's the first 48, the TV show, they gangsters and hard and everything out there in the street killing.
Hilarious.
Then get in the interrogation room and turn into little crybabies shaking. And, you know, it's terrible. They
love to do that on first 48.
Yeah, they fake.
Oh,
I be saying to myself, don't get in there now crying and shaking. You was just gangster shooting the person up.
Yeah, exactly. At first 48, they be, oh, you know, sir, you know, I didn't do that, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Sure do.
Oh, they quick to say that. But they be
they quit.
To somebody on first 48.
Yeah, they do. They quit, but they so hard and gangster in the street trying to show off for their boys. I'm gangster. I'm going to kill this person. I'm going to shoot this. Then get in the interrogation room and turn like brownies.
Yeah, exactly.
I know somebody kind of like that, too. Well, the person I'm about to talk about dead anyway, so he ain't going to be mad at me saying this. It was a guy who was trying to be a gangster with him. And mm-hmm. he pulled a gun out on him, and he was like, "Look, man, you're not gonna do nothing with that. I know your people. I know where you're from. You ain't even built for it. Mm-hmm. So stop playing and put down the gun before I kill you."
Mm-hmm.
Man, that dude broke down crying with the gun in his hand, put it down, and ran home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we couldn't do nothing but laugh because it was like. You don't really know what you're getting into until you into it, and that's a sad thing for some people because it's like, you know, if you're gonna take a certain path, know what path you're walking down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get there and freeze up. That's silly.
Yeah, it doesn't make a bit of sense to be like that because half of these dudes you see on the street, the so-called thugs, like
mm-hmm.
they will sit there. Especially they get from that police or that judge.
Oh, yeah.
They're hard on the street. They'll slap a dude. They'll shoot a dude. They'll do everything. But they'll beat women, everything. But, like, for instance, I have to keep talking about this dude because I have to reference him. You know, Chief Keith put himself out there like he's so hard, but then he get in the courtroom with that judge and he crying. Talking about he changing his life and he want to beat up his children when the man gonna send him to jail. But I'm like, you hard. You supposed to be like Tupac. You supposed to be cussing the judge out, walking out of there like Tupac walked out the courtroom and everything. I mean, Tupac lived that jail. He didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard Tupac, like, you know, cowering down to nobody.
Yeah, but Tupac grew up with Black Panthers, not in the gang. You know, that's two different.
Yeah, that is different, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, because, you know, his mother, too, and all that. I mean, it's crazy. But what I'm saying is they want to emulate Tupac so bad, but they're not doing what Tupac did.
That's right. They imposters.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like this. I'm not saying to copy Tupac or whatever, but I'm saying is at least Tupac was a man.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was a man about his stuff. You didn't have to worry about, is Tupac wearing a dress today? No woman ever said, I wonder if Tupac's gay. No woman ever said that about
Tupac. Them nose piercings, that kind of threw
that, me off. But people was doing that back in the day, though.
That was trendy?
That was. I remember when that first came out and dudes doing that. I remember that. That was not considered gay at all. But see, Tupac was exposed, starting to expose people too. Like how he, like her, I heard he had put out about like how Quincy Jones was gay. He was, and he said he was about to expose a lot of people in that industry too. Every time a rapper try to about to start exposing them in that industry, they get killed. You notice that? Like Pimp C, you know, God rest his soul. Pimp C was about to drive the ball on every one of them. He said he was sick of them dudes, and he said in hip hop, he said if they gay, they need to be gay. He said he ain't got nothing against them being gay, but he said he's tired of them flying underneath the radar. And what, I don't know if most people, if anybody remember that interview Pimp C had did, what, 2 weeks later he was dead?
The one when you're talking about the preacher getting caught in the car?
No, I'm talking about Pimp C from UGK.
Yeah, I know. He was talking about the preacher getting caught in the car in Atlanta.
You were talking about Mace. He said Mace. Yeah, he said some other ones too. He was going to expose. And then right after that, he gets killed mysteriously. Talking about he drunk too much syrup. Like, really? Man, Pimp C came up in the time the syrup had just came out when people was drinking it back in Port Arthur. I remember when syrup came out to start drinking it in Port Arthur. Syrup ain't nothing new. Them dudes been drinking syrup forever. So all of a sudden, he going to overdose on syrup? Come on. I mean, I thought that death was funny. He survived in jail all them years he was in jail, and he gets out, and he drinks syrup and dies?
Mm-hmm.
But that's mysteriously after he put out that he was going to start exposing them. And then don't talk about Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. But see, that's the thing with these feminine men. Like, when you want to talk about these men and their little suspect behavior, I don't know what kind of sexuality Lil Wayne has. But somebody, like, I don't remember if it was on YouTube or where I heard this from. But, it was on YouTube. This one guy was talking about how a lot of these men, they've already had every single woman they can have, pretty much. Because if you're a rapper, you can literally have sex with any type of woman you want. And what they've been getting, a lot of them have been getting into, is that a lot of these rappers have started going after these transsexuals and transvestites because it's just something new. Because they, you know, once you done had every type of freaky sex act with these regular females, you're going to want something new. So you start messing around with these men. And then there's all these rappers getting caught with trannies and stuff all the time.
Yeah, like that. Well, that DJ from New York recently got caught? Yeah, you laughing, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's true.
Like, how in the world, you get caught with a tranny. You can't come back from that. How you can backdoor, and it was a cop.
That wasn't his first time.
It was a cop.
He got caught twice for one, I heard.
Yeah, twice. But my thing is, what guy, I'm trying to think. Yeah, Mr. C. What guy cop would sign up for that job, say, okay, this is your assignment, right? You're going to be a tranny. And then you're going to try to solicit people. Like, what cop signs up for that?
It's
like,
that would be a fun job.
You
get to mess with people after that. I would love.
No, but you got to get them to actually want to solicit services in order for them to bust them. So the cop has to go along with it. So I said, that's messed up, man. I was like, oh man, these dudes are flaming, man. They flaming bad. Eric Code 817, you on the show. Eric Code 817. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, a lot of these dudes in hip-hop, R&B, they are flaming. Now, you know, Miss Vanessa, let's see, she was saying here that you got Frank Ocean, and he does, yes, is this Vanessa?
This is Ann.
Okay, Ann, how you doing, Ann? What's your opinion on the topic?
Oh, you know what? I just called in. I didn't know that I was on air. I just called in. I wanted to be listening. So I'm confused because I thought there's a different topic. I don't know what topic you're discussing today. I just called in like a moment ago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know I was going to be on air.
Okay, so you want to continue listening or you want to, the topic is.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the topic. How about that? The topic is, you know, the feminine guys and these women who's acting masculine like men. That's the topic.
Oh, right. I thought that was the topic because I when I saw your Facebook page, I thought I saw a different, like, I thought I saw something different, but I knew that was.
Well, it was titled Feminized Black Men and Masculine Black Women, and I just titled it that way, but I'm pretty sure everybody deals with that. or whatever. That's why I kind of put the picture where I put it with the two guys in a dress and one woman in the boxing gloves.
Okay. I have an opinion on that, too. I do have an opinion. I mean, I know some of them are supposed to be homosexual people, but I understand, you know, being a homosexual, but I don't understand. Like, for example, last night, I stay at home with my baby, so I watch TV a lot. So last night, I was watching Bravo for some reason, and I saw this new show with this guy. He's supposed to be a man, Derek something, and they wear red lipstick and stuff. They're from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They're dressed up like women. Like, they're wearing all these expensive clothes. Like, they dress up as women, lipstick and all that stuff. It's kind of confusing to me. I mean, I was like, okay.
Yeah, just the two black guys from Atlanta. Is that the reality show? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And then also,
yeah,
I mean, when I see a white guy doing that, I'm like, oh, well, go ahead and do whatever you want. I really don't care. I don't feel anything connected. But when I see a black guy, I feel like it's a loss. Because, like, I work in a public place, in a bank, and when I see them come over, and then they're trying to talk to me as if a girl is talking to a girlfriend, I find that really odd, like, oh, okay. So how am I supposed to respond to this? You know what I mean? It's very, very awkward. So, yeah, that's my opinion on that, but I just don't get it.
I don't think nobody gets it, to be honest with you. I mean, nobody at least.
I haven't heard about this, though. What show is it that they have men
this,
from
the
Atlanta
Fashion Queens, the two, Lawrence, the two,
yes,
yeah, the two guys from an Atlanta Housewives, them two hairdressers.
Yeah, and
the funky
Denevia,
whoever else.
You know what I find the problem with society? It's like when you feel like you have, like right now I'm having problems. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. Because I don't know. When you say something like that, everybody attacks you as if you hate them.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Hate them. I'm not going to kill them. I'm not going to beat them. They're alive, but I'm just confused. There's nothing wrong with that. If I don't agree with it, I'm not going to tell you to go and change your clothes. You're going to still wear your clothes, but I just don't think it's right. You know, women
exactly.
Should dress as women, men should dress as men. I mean, period. So, yeah, that's my opinion on that. It's very sad. It's sad, sad situation. I was listening the other day to this guy. He calls himself Dr. Curtis Duncan. He's a black guy. He was on a radio show, some other radio show, and he was talking about how the chemical feminization of people in the world, like especially like in the black community, I guess. He says like all these canned foods and all the medicine that they give us in the hospital, and especially when a woman is pregnant, all the things that they make us take. Like I don't take birth control, and I will never take birth control because I don't like it. And he said those kind of like birth control because it's estrogen and it feminizes the man, the male fetus in the tummy, and then they come out with the brain of a woman, but they are physically a man. So I mean, if you could check him out, his name is Dr. Curtis Duncan. You'll be able to get what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I think there's really something going on in our community.
Yeah,
so you're saying that so when you take birth, see, I don't believe in birth control either, but they're saying that there's health effects from this birth control, if that's what's making people come out this way?
No, it's just one thing. I mean, we live in a world where everything is chemical. Like he talked about relaxers, hair relaxer. I don't use hair relaxer. I'm just anti all that stuff. It's not like hiding away, but I don't use hair relaxers. And then the shampoos, which I use, shampoos and perfumes, makeup, canned foods, you know, packaged foods, processed foods,
mm-hmm.
all
mm-hmm.
this stuff, they use estrogen,
right.
Like estrogen mimicking substances that when men consume, because they affect men more than women, because men, for some reason, you know, men, you know, under normal circumstances, men have less, what do you call it, less life expectancy. And women, because of what our body has to go through, our bodies are stronger than men's body, despite how it looks like from the outside. But so yeah, those chemicals affect more men more than women. That's what he was saying, and I kind of agree with him. And then we had birth control pill. It says when women take the birth control pill and then they go to the bathroom, they pee out 80% of the estrogen, and the estrogen gets into the water system. And, you know, all that stuff connected. It's not just one thing. It's all that stuff, of all the bombardment of all these things, yeah, coming together. They are confusing people in our world today. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, I always call the show, and I like to observe, and I don't know if you remember me, Advice Showman. I always call. So I always
Your voice definitely stands out among some of us here. That's for sure.
I always tell you that I'm from Africa. I moved here, and, you know, I have a baby, so I'm raising a baby here, so that's why I feel like I need to listen to what's going on around, because my baby is black, is considered black in America, and, you know, she's not grew up in this environment. So when I grew up, I didn't know gay. There was nothing that's gay. I'm 28 years old. You know, for most American people, 28-year-old, you grew up knowing about gays all your life. But I didn't know what gay was. And I could, you know, we were exposed to the magazines, the same music. We would see the same stuff. But whenever they talked about, like, I would see something like gay, or, like, I used to love the Backstreet Boys, and then they would say, oh, so-and-so from the Backstreet Boys is gay. I was like, what is gay? I would watch Oprah, and then they would talk about this. I thought it was a joke. I was like, that never happened. It's a joke. I came here 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago, and it was on TV. And even 6 years ago here, it wasn't as much as it is now. Now it's like commonplace, and now it's extreme. It's like they're pushing it on people. I mean, it's okay if you attract same sex. I mean, that's your life. Whatever you do in your bedroom, it's your life. But I just feel like it's they're promoting this lifestyle. I mean, like I always say that, you know, everybody has something that they do behind their closed doors. But if everybody has to come out and say, oh, you know what, by the way, I do masturbation, so I have the right to masturbate in public, you know. Oh, by the way, I like to sleep with dogs, so I want to get married to my dog. If everybody had to come out, because society has to have rules, right? I think we all agree with that. Society has to have rules for society to be healthy. You know what I mean? For society to be healthy, there has to be rules. So, I mean, even here, they have rules, but it seems like everything has been turned upside down. The good stuff are now bad. The bad stuff are now considered good. So, yeah.
Exactly. All the things that's considered good is bad. You know, just like for instance, most of the time when you tell a chick that she is ratchet, that should be very offensive, but they take that as a badge of honor now.
Oh, in Africa, they would tell you. Even the neighbors, everybody would tell you. They would tell your parents, we've seen your daughter, she's behaving like this. And the thing is, if you're behaving a certain way, you know that you're putting shame on your family. You don't want to do it like that. I know that here in America, like years ago, like in the 1960s, that's how it used to be. But I can see this, whatever they did here, the feminism or whatever thing they did here, they're also doing it elsewhere, even in Africa, because things are changing. So it's like worldwide. So there's no running away.
Yeah.
You know, this it's something that we have to deal with. As a people, those of us who can see it, we should speak about it. We should, you know, try to do something about it in our own small way, because it's everywhere. It is everywhere.
Because I just saw. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about the gays, but I recently saw there was a case. There's a few stories coming out where people have been trying to get gay rights in Africa and things like that, and that kind of bothers me.
I'm from Malawi, and they actually demonized our former president because he said, you know what? This is what they do. The UN and those European people. I remember. they used to come to Africa, the white people, and then they would rape the small boy. Okay, they would make them have sex with them and then give them money. And you know, this boy is only 12 years old. He needs money to buy food to do this, and they take advantage of that. And then those boys, they grew up, and then now they think they're gay because they learned it from these white people. So, like, they paid this couple to have a public engagement. Come on, imagine, out of nowhere, somebody just comes up and says they're getting an engagement. Oh, I'm sorry, my baby's crying. Yeah, they're having an engagement in a gay engagement in a country where nobody has ever heard about gay. So when the president was confused and he arrested these people, and then they said, you know, because you're arresting these people, we're not going to give you aid in your country. And I don't know if you know this, but African countries are not independent. Contrary to what they tell you, they're not. So there's no way around it. Because if he says, you know what, in my culture, we're not going to kill them, but we discourage this kind of behavior. If they want to do it, they shouldn't throw it in everybody's face because it is not encouraged. It's a behavior that is not encouraged. So they say, you know, we're going to sanctions and stuff. And you know, once they do those sanctions stuff, that means the general population, the poor people who have nothing to do with this, are the ones who are going to suffer. The president is not going to suffer. He has money. He has a big house. He's going to suffer. And then they tell everybody, look, your president is bad. He wants you to be hungry. And I don't know. That's what they're doing over there. So it's in my country, in Malawi, in Uganda, in Nigeria, South Africa, forget it. It's gone. It's even worse than America, I'm telling you. South Africa is way gone. And this person that they say he's the South African hero, Nelson Mandela, he's not. He's a traitor. So he brought all that gay stuff. Nelson Mandela is the one who brought all that gay stuff. So, I mean, it's really sad what's going on in the world. I mean, those of us who know the truth.
But this is my thing. When you say, like, the way you're talking right now, people will attack you. They would bring fire and brimstone for you saying that you do not agree. They would tell you, oh well, you're homophobic. I'm saying, wait a minute. I said, I'm kind of like Mr. Burns. I'm like, you idiot. I say homophobic does not mean anything about disagreement. A phobia, it means the fear of. So if I'm homophobic, it means I fear gay people. I don't fear them. I just don't agree with their lifestyle. It's like this. If I see somebody gay, I'm like, oh my God, let me get my kids and try to hide from because I'm afraid of them. No, it's like I just don't agree with the lifestyle.
I feel sorry for them. I do. I feel sorry for the gay people because they're being used.
My thing is this. This is what I tell people. I don't think nobody should harm them. Nobody should disrespect them. Nobody should treat them different. I don't think anybody should be doing that. But you can't make me say I agree with what they do. No, I don't. And also, I don't like schools trying to push that on children to make them learn and accept that. I don't agree with that.
So they're making children's books with that now. Do you see the story about the little princess boy where they were really pushing that book a while ago?
Yeah, I did a video on that, and they came in my head about that, too, because I didn't agree with that stuff.
I was like, no little boys should be walking around in dresses. That's not, like, I had, like, my little brother was trying to do something else like that. And of course, like, my parents, like, you know, because little kids, they don't know. And my mom was like, okay, you don't need to be doing that. And that was the last time we ever seen him do it. You know, every kid does that. But to be sitting there encouraging your child, a young boy, to be dressing up like a little girl and sending him to school, and if the school says, okay, we don't want him to dress like this, and then they'll sit there and they'll be holding meetings and they'll sue the school and they'll say, oh, well, we should be able to express ourselves. No. This is a child. A child doesn't know what they're doing.
I remember when I was a little girl, I used to, you know, my dad, I used to dress up like, my dad was an accountant, so he used to dress up in a suit and get a briefcase and go to work. I was imitating him like that. And, I mean, it was just cute. It was just, that's what it was. And after a while, my mom was like, you know, you are a girl. Then she started teaching me how to dress like a girl. You know, my family is full of boys. We have a lot of boys, five boys. I'm the only girl. So, yeah, that's all I knew. And my mom was like, oh, sit like a girl. You know, she would actually slap me if I'm not doing it. She'd say, you have to sit, don't don't open your legs like that, you know, sit like a lady, stuff like that. This stupid boy was like 3 years old when he started doing that. What does a 3 year old know? What does he know?
That story about the princess boy, the irony of that story was, I remember them doing it, and the mother said it started on Halloween. She said that the boy wanted to dress up on Halloween in a Halloween costume, and he liked it, so they kept doing it. So it wasn't so much the boy, it was that mother, because he got him, she's a married woman, and they have an older brother. So I don't know what went on in that crazy house, but it went down.
I don't know either, because I was so shocked to see a brother go along with that. I said, man, if I could get a wet rope and beat him, I would.
I don't think that was his son, though. I don't think that was his
son.
No.
You know, a lot of these mothers, they want a daughter, and I done seen them turn to treat the little boy like a little girl.
Yeah, I actually seen that before. Yeah. There was this boy in my high school. They had adopted this kid, and they really, really wanted a daughter. So what they did was just dress the boy up like a little girl. He grew up confused. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of stories where I've seen a lot of these boys, they grew up as little, there was this one, there was this guy who he ended up having a lot of psychological issues. He was, when he was a child, his mother used to dress him up in little dresses, and then she and her and his aunt would laugh at it, and they would just think it's cute. And then, people would make fun of him for it. And he had a lot of, they used to send him to school dressed up as a little girl. Then when he got older, he ended up, he was having a lot of issues coming to terms with his sexuality. He didn't know what to think. And he was, trying to go to these gay clubs and doing all these things. Like, he didn't know what he really didn't know what he wanted. He never had a father in his life, never had any male influences. It was always just his mom doing whatever they wanted to do with him. Mm-hmm. And so these kind of things, like whatever you do to a child, really does affect them later on in life. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
Hold on, Ms. Gabriella. Give me a second. I got a call coming through, but I want to let y'all know I put in the chat room my opinion on that Princess Boy stuff. I put the link up. You can watch the video if you want. Anyway, area code 646, you're on the show. Area code 646. Got here breathing. 646, you're live. Okay, well, I'll mute it out. Anyway, sorry for interrupting you, Ms. Gabriella, for a call, but continue, ma'am.
Said it all nice and proper. But a lot of these people...
Black people can be proper.
I mean, I'm not saying that, but it was nice. I felt special for a minute. But a lot of these boys, these little girls, they grow confused. Like, I mean, just like... just like the lady just said, how, my mom it still gets on me about this. Like, stop acting like a little boy. I know I need to stop. But it's like I grew up around, I had a little brother. So I was like really tomboyish all through my childhood. I always used to like to play with boy stuff. Like, my mom would buy me Barbies. I just wasn't interested in them. I'll play with them for a hot minute, but I would have more fun with the trucks and the dinosaurs and the Legos and the video games and stuff. And, I was always... But thankfully, I was always constantly reminded, you are a little girl. You don't need to be, stop acting so masculine. And I think the problem is a lot of these people, it's almost socially unacceptable to correct this kind of behavior. Because little kids don't know. They really don't know any better. They don't know what masculine is. They don't know what feminine is. And they're like, there's this thing where it's like, oh, well, you shouldn't force your kids to believe in what society determines is masculinity and femininity. And it's like they don't understand that if you don't raise your kids up to understand how our society works, they're going to have a really hard life. There's no way some boy can walk around, there's no way a man can walk around in high-heeled shoes and a purse and have a regular life. He's going to have a lot of stuff. He's going to get laughed at, or he's going to get attacked for it. It's not like it's socially acceptable.
No,
Ms. Gabrielle, what's going on is, I don't know if everybody can see the way I'm seeing it, it's like they are encouraging gender confusion in society. I mean, it's one thing to be gay, but they're also blurring the lines between a male and a female. So what's going to happen is that
the normal people, the female people and the male people, are going to be the minority. Because, one, when we speak up and say this is not right, they say, you know, we are homophobic, we are doing this. And then eventually everybody else is going to accept that, and then they're going to raise their kids as if they're just gender neutral. And mm-hmm. that's just how I see this is where it's going. And
exactly.
The way it's going, it doesn't look good to me. I mean, hopefully it's not going to be in my lifetime. And
it's happening.
A lot of it has happened in your lifetime.
It's already happening because I see it on YouTube. I see it on, especially on YouTube. It's like the people that are really being pushed by. I'm probably gonna get a lot of people. That's why I purposely didn't put it on my Facebook for people to call in the show, because I knew a lot of my friends would get on me for this. But a lot of people on YouTube are really pushing this whole gender neutral agenda. It's like, there's this one really popular guy on YouTube. I really don't want to get attacked for this. But his name is Miles J. And he made this video. This is guy. He's a black guy. And he wears dresses and makeup. And he looks like a damn clown. He looks ridiculous. He looks horrible.
And I got to look him up.
You know, this guy is always the black
and
guy
it's like,
to do that.
But it's
Have you seen the white gays like Anderson Cooper, Cohen? They look normal, you know, that TMZ guy. They just dress normal, but for some reason the black guys, they want to prove it, so they want to be extra queenly, and I don't understand. It just makes me sad. It makes me really sad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my observation is right, but it's like the black. Amen.
No, it's the same amount of white people that want to be out and bold with it. Cause look at RuPaul drag show, you know. It's just not the black guys wearing drag. The white guys are doing it too.
They've been doing it for a minute, and nobody said nothing about it. See, the thing is, like they said, when they try to push this mess on black folks, they try to if you get black people to accept it, everybody accepts.
Everybody accepts.
It's just
because
how it is.
Black people are cool.
If you get black people to say being, you know, feminine for men is cool and all the role reverse is cool, then it'll be good. But we got to accept. That's why we get attacked the most, saying, oh, black people are the most homophobic.
And
wait
then,
a minute.
They,
black
you,
people don't
you
be
know
killing
what,
gay
you know people. You know what I hate? What makes me really sad? They use the civil rights movement. Oh, that's the same thing the white people said about black people in the 1960s. There's nothing compare between gay people and black people. It's an insult. It is an insult. I feel like it is an insult.
Yeah.
Because you can hide being gay and you'll be okay, but you can't hide being black. You're black, you're walking on, everybody knows your skin is black. But if you're gay, you can, you know, stand up straight and walk. Nobody's going to say anything. I hate it when they say that. It just, and you know, Tyra Banks, she was on TV saying that, oh, gay is the new black, telling everybody that. I think that's just wrong.
But people forget, right now is basically 1985. That's all this is. And people forgot how that all panned out. All this androgynous, unisex nonsense come out, and then people got harder, and then all of a sudden the same women got men and waiting to exhale era was like, you got all these down low men. That was the same dude you was kicking in the club with a leotard dressing like Rick James. It's the same thing all over again. People forget about Sylvester and Freddie Jackson and Luther Vandross, and the list can go on and on and on. The way Prince was dressed and the way Michael Jackson was, it's the same exact thing.
Well, look, it's a couple of things I want to bring up. This one person, one sister named Octavia, she was saying that, which we talked about it earlier, Octavia, talking about she wished more of the conversation about the mentality of the feminine black man and the masculine black women, not the clothing. But, you know, let me tell you something. Clothing is a representation of your mindset and how you dress as a person, for one. Because how you dress, like, for instance, if a woman dressed like a slut, then it says a lot about her character. If a guy dressed like, you know, we'll be talking about the certain kind of clothing, that's a representation of his character. But, you know, the mentality of them, I mean, yeah, they have the mentality of just normal people, in my opinion, but I just don't like the mentality of pushing the agenda upon everybody. I just really don't. I don't like that. I mean, because it don't. I don't push my agenda, you know, whatever that may be, against other people, other than what's normal. You know, now I'm reading the other comment. Says, what about black women who were taught that they have to take care of themselves and they, and that they have no man that's going to take care of them? So,
stop being an adult.
The take on male character. Okay, I get what she's saying. So basically, she's saying is, you know, what about the sisters, you know, that's being told that, hey, you got to take care of yourself because they ain't going to have no man to take care of you.
But that sounds
you can take care of yourself, but you ain't got to be butch doing it. You can be independent and take care of yourself and still be feminine and a woman is the thing.
The problem with that is how stupid would it sound like if we tell young boys you need to grow up and take care of yourself and don't let no woman take care of you? People be like, that sounds so stupid. You supposed to grow up and take care of yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Ms. Gabrielle, are you on the line? I don't know what's up, Ms. Gabrielle is having some. Okay, she said she was having some difficulties on her end of the bargain. So she said she'll call me back here in a minute. I don't know what that is on her end.
Can I say something real quick, Ben?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
The one thing I will say about the quote unquote gay community that's always been insulting is you can't say somebody's homophobic when you're trying to emulate a heterosexual relationship. See, a lot of gay people keep forgetting that if one dress up as a girl and one dress up as a guy and they both in the same sex, that's not a gay relationship. That's just a imitation of a straight relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. That's part of the effemination and the masculine part. Everybody wants to have it both ways. But you... people don't want to, they want to be a man, but you don't really want to be a man to go through manly type things. People want to be a woman, but they really don't want to be a woman because they don't want to go through the whole feminine process. So it's just, you can't have it both ways.
Now, this is the thing, because like I said, how can you think about Octavia's comment? And Octavia, you know, I see you typing. So I wish you go ahead, you call in because you brought up a good point. There are a lot of women that are telling their daughters that they got to take care of themselves, okay? And that is the truth. They telling them that. But to me, you setting your daughter up for failure when you're telling your daughter that you got to take care of yourself. What's wrong with her having a man, and Gabrielle, I see you on the line. What's wrong with having a man and y'all working together as a team? See, that's screwing a woman up ahead of time. That's why when a lot of these, you know, young black women get in relationships, they don't even know how to be with a man. So your mama half the time is setting you up for failure, telling you that you got to do everything for self and you can't work on the team with a man. I mean, why can't y'all work together as a team? I don't get that. I mean, every successful relationship, if you look at it, they work together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let me see here. I got somebody else calling the line here. Okay, what's going on, youngster? See you on the line. Are you there?
Hello. Who are you referring to? Are you talking about me or?
No. I was talking to somebody else that just buzzed in, but he ain't responding. So I guess we got to stop setting up your daughters for failure too. That's another thing, though.
I agree with you.
Always setting your daughters up for failure, telling them you can't work with a man. Why can't you work with a man? I mean, you know, but anyway, hold on. Eric Cole 361, you're on the show.
Hello, this is Octavia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Octavia. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, let's get into that topic.
Okay, I wanted to address this because a few years ago, I've been married for 5 years. And I was raised by my mother, who was raised by her mother, who was raised by her mother. And what they taught us was that, you know, to be a strong black woman, that you have to be the head of your household, you have to be in control, you have to be strong, you know. When I got married, the first year and a half, I would say, when I got married, it was just like my husband and I were battling. You know, it was kind of like he wanted to lead, no, I lead. Because I had been the leader through most of the things in my life, you know. And in most of my relationships prior to my husband, I was the leader there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I took on a masculine role. And then one day my friend and I, my friend who isn't, well, whoever, but she and I were talking about how we are having these issues in our relationship because we think we are the men. Because
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what we were taught, that we need to be strong.
Yeah,
you know,
but the thing is, Octavia, you know, I'm listening to you. So you said your mother was a single mom and your grandmother was a single mom?
Yes.
Okay, and who was your great-grandmother? Was she married?
She was married, yes, but she was the dominant figure in our whole family and in her household. In her whole household, she's the dominant figure.
Okay, so what changed in your marriage after that power struggle?
I kind of realized that, you know what, I'm not the man in this relationship. And that my husband does have a valid opinion, and I trust my husband enough not to throw me up under the bus, honestly. That's what it came down to. I trust him enough that he's not going to hurt me or try to, you know, harm me, you know? He has my best interest at hand.
Yeah, because this is how I look at relationships, okay? We in this thing together. We rise together, we fall together. So, you know, of course, you got some men and you got some women that are not good decision makers in certain areas. Like, for instance, your wife may be better at handling the money. The man may be better at, you know, getting things done around the house, maybe. One may be better with the kids. One may be more the disciplinarian. Everybody got to know what their role is and work together, whatever that role may be. It's not about, you know, who's running things. It's about what's better fit. And that way, when you come together as one, you know, couple, you have no weaknesses. But you got to understand that, yeah, you be a man and you can run your household, but also you got to let your woman know everything that's going on. Don't keep her out of anything, and all her opinions do matter. Because, like, when I make decisions, if it's going to be something stupid, my wife will tell me in a minute, hey, I don't agree with that, and I'm going to tell you why. She's explaining it to me, and 9 out of 10, she'd be right about it. And I back off and say, you know, okay, or whatever. But also, she let me be boneheaded and say, okay, go ahead, do it. And I may mess something up. Of course, it's never been major. He said, now you see what I was trying to tell you? Now you're going to listen?
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay. So I don't do that. And I listen to her. But we're a lot alike, though. I can sit down with her. She'll just talk to me straight. There's no yelling, cussing, screaming. We just have an adult conversation. But, you know, we keep everything together, too. It's not this, my money, your money, one bank account, you know, just everything together. And I think you can lead together, but at the end of the day, you still got to let that man be a man at the end of the day and say, okay, let me take the lead for the family because I'm protecting it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't think that's what we're teaching in the black communities. I think what we're teaching in black communities are girls who think that, because the weirdest conversation I had was with my cousin, who this man offered to marry her. Not like we were giving her away or anything, but he wanted to marry her. And she said she could never submit to a man like I did. I'm like, I didn't submit to my husband. I'm still the bossy one. And when something goes wrong in our business, my husband's like, talk to my wife. Because he knows I'm the one who's going to be biting. I'm going to take care of business there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then he has his good points because ain't no one going to dog me out about it.
You know,
okay.
There's one thing about the leadership thing that people kind of leave out is that in our society, a lot of times you got to be taught to be a leader and able to lead people. And a lot of times what females mess up is a lot of females just say, I'm the leader because I told you something. They never have like a back history of experiences to show their leadership ability. It's just, I told you to do it, and that's it. And that's where the big rift comes in, because just because you can tell somebody to do something doesn't mean that he's anything. What if it all...
I found it was 480's area code. Hey, whatever, I put you on hold for a minute. 480, you got something going on in the background. I'll bring you back in a minute. Let me see who.
I'm fishing. I got his body right in. accolades.
Okay, all right. You're talking back there. Who was that doing that? I'm about to silence somebody.
No, yeah, mine's on mute.
Okay, so yeah, I figured I found it now. Let's see here. All right, Erico 617. Give me a second. 617, you on the show?
Hi, it's Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa, and Erico 607. Letting you know you're on the show as well.
What up?
Okay, what's going on? All right, Miss Vanessa. Brother, go ahead and finish, and we let Miss Vanessa jump in.
Okay, I'm gonna make it quick. What a male-female leadership thing messes up. It's kind of like sometimes women want to be the quarterback without knowing how to throw.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it kind of a guy takes it funny because it's like, okay, you saying you the leader, but you just saying you the leader, and that makes you the leader doesn't make sense. You have to tell me you got a history of being a leader. Just because somebody told you to be strong don't make you strong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of that the male part of it comes from, because what happens when, okay, somebody say, okay, you want to be the leader? Be the leader. But if it all crumbles, you can't say it's your fault as a guy, because you're like, no, you say you're the leader, you take the praise and the failure. You know what I'm saying? There's no ambiguity in that position.
Mm-hmm.
My question would be, why does someone have to be a leader in a relationship? Because if y'all are working towards the same goal, then, you know, each one has a special talent to accomplish so y'all can get to the same point. So
that's
why
right.
Should any, you know why?
You know why? It's because every group, for you to be successful, it has to be some sort of a leader. You can't have a group, a successful group, without it, where everybody thinks they just do whatever they want. Every group has got to have a leader. This is what I believe. This is what I saw when
it's natural. It's natural to have a leader.
Natural,
you gotta have.
Yeah.
You gotta have a leader. Like
what?
Even when you're a child, your parents or whoever they
okay.
may
be. Yeah, there's a hierarchy.
Yes, you're a leader.
But that's a child and a parent. My husband
okay,
is not my
okay.
child. Or
I get that.
I'm not my husband's
in,
child
I,
either.
Sis,
no,
I get that.
Like,
but
when
hear
one
me
person
out.
Is a leader, it doesn't mean that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sister, hear me out for a minute. We got, look, in society, you have leaders. You know, you got your you know, Congress people, your police, your judges. You have all this stuff. They are some sort of leadership role. You got the president as a leader. So everything has a proper way of running with some sort of structure. And just because you were a man doesn't mean you the slave. But the thing is, you guys got to work together as a team.
You know,
like
what my
like,
mom
like,
taught me?
Yeah,
mom
exactly.
Working
together. Yeah, my mom told me that the husband is the head of the family, but the woman is the neck of the family. So you control from behind. You don't show it. You know you're the leader, and he knows it. But you just make him feel like he is, you know what I mean? That's what my mom told me. She's been married for 38 years. My grandmother has been married for 60-something years. Same thing. So the women...
In my opinion... This is just my opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The women I have seen that's single or who's running everything, never happy. And the women that got a man that's actually will, you know, take care of them, run the household like they should and all that, I know those women are very happy. That's just my observation.
You know what happens when you give the man that, you know, you have to be smart about it. When you give a man that power, you know, you know yourself, you are confident in yourself, but you give him the power, like, you know what, you're going to leave this family, we trust you, you're going to lead us. This is what I saw when I was growing up. My mom and my aunties, their husbands would go to work. My mom and my auntie stayed home and did a little small business, but the husband, every paycheck, they would come and give their wife the paycheck. That's what we call power. If the husband thinks he has the power, that's just how it works. I don't know. That's how it works.
Well,
I think that maybe that
I'm
is the problem.
Ain't all single women miserable.
Well, Miss Barbara, you're at a different place in your life than some of these women too, though. You can compare you to them, like just getting started, and they probably just have their kid, and they haven't lived life yet, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, and I'm a strong, dominant woman.
I track, certain women track certain type of men. I track a lot of needy men, a lot of boyish men that don't know how to be a man. So I grew up not having nobody, so I know how to do a lot of stuff on my own. Mm-hmm. So I really don't, you know. I had a friend, he tried to come around and do a little something, but he was so fragile with it, you know. He been sheltered and catered to by his mama too much, and he not able to be a real man. So I had to step in being the strong, dominant woman that I am and just do everything. You know, I would love to have a man that would be a man and be a leader so I can chill and lay back and sit back a little bit, but I just don't attract them type of men. I attract frail men.
What do you consider a real man?
A real man is somebody that's going to tend to the car, cook on the grill, fix stuff in the house, and can go to work. A real man. That's what I consider a real man. Not no part-time man.
Okay, because I consider, like, even my husband, sometimes he acts like a 15-year-old boy. And
yeah, a lot of men act like boys.
But he knows how to, we got a plan. We're working towards that plan. He has some great strengths, but so do I. So,
yeah.
You know, it all depends. Huh?
That's why I think the leader title is thrown around too frequently and easily. It's overused, a leader. It's a 50-50.
Yeah.
Everybody, the man has his strengths and weaknesses. The woman has her strength areas. So
let me jump in here for a minute. The man is looked at as a leader, and I'm going to tell you why. When the family going down, do they look at the woman? No, think about it. Do they look at the woman and say, you got a man
no.
in the house to say, oh, well, your family, the bill's not getting paid. Who are they looking at? That man. Oh, that man must not be man enough to take care of his bills.
Yeah, they do.
His children not getting taken care of. They say, oh, that woman don't take care of kids. They're going to say, no, that man does not take care of his family. Or he loses his stuff. They don't say, oh, that woman, she ain't working to help him. They're going to say, oh, that man not taking care of the bills.
Yeah,
so traditionally, we looked at as the leader anyway, whether people like it or not. And we don't walk in that role. We take the brunt of the blame. And it's that's been our role ever since we've been created, was to, you know, take the leadership role. And women, technically, if you look at the creation of it, women are supposed to just help men, not do it for men. And when women doing it for men, that's out of order.
Yeah,
and
but a lot of them have to do it these days and time.
That's probably why a lot of black women think that they have to submit to a man, because of the simple fact that people are saying that, oh, men are supposed to lead. People are people, you know?
This is the issue. A lot of women are taking that word submission, and they're thinking that being submissive means that you have to be, like, you have to be somebody's slave. Being submissive does not mean being someone's slave. That's not what the thing is. It doesn't mean that you have to bow down and kiss his ass. It means that you can still be a woman. You can still, you can be strong in a certain sense. There's nothing wrong with being a strong woman. But you have to be able to allow the man to lead. Like, there's certain, it depends. Like, it does depend on your personality type, because some women are more dominant. So you may end up attracting a more passive man, or a man that's not as dominant as you. That's okay. But if you're in a situation where the man is a dominant man, and he's a very masculine, very dominant type of man, and you're constantly fighting him and not willing to work with him, you're going to have problems.
Not too long ago, I was talking to a man about dominance and submission and obedience. And the way he put it, he said that to obey your husband is not in the sense of bowing down to him. And it's a sense of creating a household, a peaceful household. If he's working and he's coming and he's bringing the money and he's providing for you, the least you could do is cook and clean. He's not saying that you're beneath him. He's saying you're beside him. There's certain things that he needs to do as a man, and there's certain things that you need to do as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And together with both of your efforts, you create a better household.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're not saying that you can't make any decisions at all, but just like just like the lady has said about how, you know, the man is the head of the household and the woman is the neck guides the head. you know.
Yeah.
Even though the head is the one that makes the decision.
And also, too, we talk about, let's talk about these, you know, we talk about this situation, which you keep bringing up about, you know, I run the household, that's where I was taught. This what leads to those masculine women, and that's what leads to those feminized guys, because they see a woman in some powerful leadership role that this boy thinks that he got to submit and be like a feminized woman. And you got these hyper-masculine females coming out of these single-parent households.
But see, I'm not saying that.
But I'm saying that's
the
effect.
I'm not talking about you
and your household. I'm talking about just in general, like that, what you're saying, the way you were raised, that's what's produced in society today. And see, when these kids, like they stated earlier in the show, that these kids don't know anything because they need a model. And if you have a father in the house and a husband and a mother and a wife, and showing the daughter and the son how they should be and what roles they should walk in, then it's cool.
I think also is that there's not a lot of, how do I say it? Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Role model?
Not role model. I was going to say for the women. A lot of women feel that they can't let a man lead is because more often than not, they choose the wrong type of man, and they know they choose the wrong type of man, and they can't let him lead. When you feel comfortable enough with a man and you know he's taking care of business and you know he's the right type of guy, you don't feel the need to battle him on every discussion. You don't feel the need to dominate him. You don't feel the need to always have this power struggle. But if you're dating a guy, you know who is a bad guy. You know can't provide you with anything, you always feel that you need to take charge because you're not sure that they can do it. But when you're comfortable with
it takes a lot of
trust.
You know they can do
what they've been saying that they can do it, and not only do they save, but they do it, you don't feel the need to battle them on every situation.
But also, you know what happens?
Yeah.
So the message that is sent through, like, the media, for example, let's take, for example, Beyonce, she's on the forefront thinking about independent women, I can do this by myself, I can do this. But if you see her, if you look at her relationship with Jay-Z, Jay-Z is the dominant one. She is not the dominant one. So they send out a wrong message, and people ask the audience, we just take it on face value, not knowing that those guys, they're not even practicing what they're preaching. They know that it's not right. You can't, like, look at her mother and father. Even her father cheated on her, but she still, well, that's what we call being the man being a leader. She still took him back. So she's still, Beyonce's father is still dominant over her mother. But her mother is a strong woman on her own, but she doesn't, you know, she doesn't seem like she's overstepping her boundaries to be on top of him. She stays in her place, he stays in his place, just like Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z is in his place, he's powerful, and Beyonce, no doubt about it, she's a very powerful woman. But they send out that message.
But I want to, you know, y'all keep talking about strong and all this other stuff. This is my opinion.
How do we know that, though?
We're not in their lives.
Yeah, but
no, nobody know that if they're not in their life. But this is the thing, you're talking about these strong women. Only
Jay-Z
type of
might
strength,
be wearing thongs and high heels.
Oh, well, I don't know. That'd be them on that. But anyway.
And Obama might be, too.
No, you stupid. Anyway, my thing is this. You're talking about strong and all this other stuff with women. The only type of strength that a man is looking for out of a woman is this. As long as she stick by him and through thick and thin. That's the only strength you need. That's the strength you need, thick and thin. Because a man ain't looking for a woman to be lifting weights.
Yeah. And men are not perfect.
Let him cheat on you and talk to you any old
kind of
way.
Men are not perfect, and sometimes they do have trouble and need help.
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes, like, relationships, the way they work, sometimes one get down, the other one got to pick the other one up, the other one get down to pick each other up.
Exactly.
I mean, that's strong right there. But
I've been in a relationship.
So bullheaded.
I've been in a relationship.
Get along.
I've been in a relationship like that, sticking by the guy. He was going through hard times. I was helping him out. But he wasn't appreciative of that. He was stuck on sex. See, he wanted sex. He wasn't thinking about helping him out and sticking by him. He was stuck on sex.
They all
so
want
I said,
sex.
The hell with you.
Oh, they
well,
all want sex. They don't.
Well,
that's
well,
a good
well,
thing.
Well, hold on,
and he
hold
wanted
on,
sex
on
you.
Well, we human beings, okay? I mean, y'all know the situation with us as men. I mean, come on. I mean, y'all know. I mean, give me a second. Area code 912, you on the show.
Oh, I didn't know you. I was just listening in. I didn't even know. Yeah, I'm just catching the end part of it tonight because I was interested in the conversation that you was going to be hosting tonight. So I'm going to listen just to see where you all are at right now before I just really give my input.
All right, cool. Thank you. Now, but you were saying about, listen, also being the ones that being so strong, or like for some guys that's kind of hyper-masculine to us, you're going to constantly attract those needy type of guys and those guys mm-hmm. that need to be led by a grown woman. It's like their mm-hmm. mama. They got some guys out here that's very childish, and they look for a woman to lead them like their mothers. And mm-hmm. that's where they come, and that's why women who are so strong and domineering won't attract the, you know, alpha males, because alpha males won't put up with it. They like, look, I'm in the lead, and if you can't take it, I got to go somewhere where I will lead. Or it's going to be a fight.
That's a crazy comment within itself. An alpha male who's like, if you don't let me lead, I'm going to leave you because you don't want me to lead.
Well, you go ahead on and lead then, because you ain't going to have me out back.
Here's the thing about, if you want to be dominant, if you're a dominant person, that's fine. But it's one question that comes along, because I'm a pretty dominant guy. But you got to ask yourself something. How far are you willing to go to be the dominator? You see, and that's where a lot of females get stuck dealing with dominant men. Because a guy leaves because he says, you know what? I can show you what domination is, but do you really want that? You get what I'm saying?
There's this law, the law of attraction, right? If you are a dominant person, you're going to attract someone who isn't dominant. There is no way there's always this balance where, like, two submissive, passive people will not work. Two dominant people will not work. And if you, like, I studied, the Chinese philosophy with the yin and yang thing, where you need the two people to balance. You need the masculine energy and the feminine energy. And if you are a very, very dominant woman, you're not going to ever attract a dominant type man, a man who's really going to step up and take the lead and be doing all these things that you want him to do, because mm-hmm. that's not what happens. It's just not what they are attracted to. And it's not like there's any, it's not like there's anything wrong with that, but that's just how things work. I'm not attracted to, like, I'm really turned off by guys that aren't dominant. There's no way I would ever put up with someone being, like, I would never want to be the one leading the household. That's just not attractive to me. Like, it's not something that I'm comfortable with.
Well, I think y'all are so courageous to put that much trust in a man.
I trust myself.
If you can't put trust in the person you're with, what's the point of being with them?
Man, I'm not going to do it. I can't do that. I'm not built like that to put all my eggs in that basket to trust a man. And them men are so shady.
When I think of
strong women, strong black women, I don't think of the woman who's domineering. I think of women, if we're going to go for TV characters, I think of women like Claire Huxtable. She had her own career. She raised the household, but she was still woman enough to obey her husband. And Cliff, she didn't have to say, I'm a successful lawyer.
She ain't never obeyed that man. That nigga could never eat hoagies. You know what I mean?
But she was trying to help him out, because that would have killed him. But see, that's what she was doing, though. She was actually doing the right thing. Because even though she was always saying, oh, no, you can't have kids, you can't have... I understand that. Okay, that's nice, whatever. Let him have one a week. But I remember how he used to have all these health problems, so she was actually trying to help him. She wasn't trying to be mean. She was trying to help him out because he was eating all kind of crap. And I remember he was always in the hospital. He always used to have all these health issues. And his doctor was like, you don't need to be eating this. You don't need to be eating that. And his wife was like, hey. I mean, even though she was doing it in a very annoying way,
She was doing it because she loved him, and she didn't want him to die. To me, that's nice though. If your wife getting on to you about your health, that means a lot.
That means she loves you and she wants you to live a long life. Why would you want your husband to die of kidney failure?
Let me add this, if I may. And I was just joking about that. However, it seems to me that you know we both men and women we always try to kind of. You know how animals or dogs rather or cats they have to mark their territory by spraying trees and it seems like we're always on the line in the sand. Well, who's going to be the dominant one? And we're always battling back and forth. And my opinion is just to give my quick two cents. I don't think we need to do that. If a man can show that he's dominant without actually.
I'm trying to figure out who that is talking back there, kind of.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I know what you're saying. The guy was saying that a man, because I don't understand what you mean by being the leader and being, you know, being the dominant one, because they're. Sometimes I'm the dominant one, and then sometimes my husband's the dominant one. But, you know, we both come together as a team to lead this family because we both have different strengths and different weaknesses.
That's what we meant, though, because everybody has – because you do need that balance. There's going to be – there's that – you know, there has to be someone – I mean, you can't – like, the man can't be the leader all the time, and the woman can't be the leader all the time. It has to be – like, you guys have to help each other out, and if you guys don't, it's not going to work. And if there's always one person trying to step on top of the other person and say, I don't care what you think, I'm going to do things my way, and it's my way or the highway, that's what causes problems.
But that's dominant to the extreme. I don't go to the extreme like that. I value the man's opinion and his point of view on staying. That's dominant to the extreme. I'm not like that. I will give him a chance. But if he's not, if he can't back nothing up and bring nothing, you know, I got to step in and do what need to be done. That's the sad part about it.
I don't think
I've been with a lot of dominant women in my past. And the funny thing about dominant women is, for one, they don't trust. So because they can't trust, they always undermine people.
And when
they don't see why. It ends up that they by themselves because
I will give you a chance to let you show your skills and prove yourself, but when you fall through, you can't back up nothing. Then I got to step forth and get it done.
That's the thing. Because something isn't done a certain way doesn't mean it won't get done.
Well, but how many days is it going to take you to get it done?
I didn't say it could take the same amount of time. What I'm saying is, it's a thousand ways to skin a cat. And a lot of times, when you deal with a person who's used to being dominant, they want it done their way. So you bump heads, it's not right because you ain't doing it the way I do it. And then another person will be like, you know what, do it your way. And then people get mad. You're like, no.
I want to touch on that for just a second because you made a very good point. And just give you a small example. I had an ex, you know, some years ago, and you can't mess with a man from September on to January on Sundays because you know what Sundays is. That's football time for men. So I had an ex. Something was wrong with the shower, and she had, I went to the nerve, but she asked me to go ahead and fix something during game time. And don't get me wrong, not saying that I wouldn't drop something, you know, just because I'm watching football, but. You know, sometimes you got to understand, you know, let a man have a couple of hours to watch the game. I'll get to it, you know, once the game's finished. After the game's finished, I go upstairs to go ahead and handle business. I'm like, it was already done. Well, I couldn't wait for you to do it. You know, you need to be a man and all this stuff. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? So I'm just agreeing with you. Like, when a dominant woman wants something done, she wants it done now. And it's like, you know. She wants you to jump, and you're supposed to get up off the couch and say how high.
And it's got
to
be done a certain way. Yeah.
I do agree with you when you're saying, you know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. I understand that. But what I was saying earlier is that once a person says what they're going to do and they actually do it, and you know they're a man of their word, then you can trust them more. But you don't automatically think you're trusting anybody. And I think with a lot of dominant women, it's just like whatever the guy says, whatever the guy does, you're always waiting for that flip. You're always waiting for that misstep so you can be like, I knew you were a bad guy.
I
knew you were going to do that. And it seems like a lot of men can't take that.
But that comment about, you know, well, I don't want to put my eggs in one basket. It's like this. You know, like I said, I'm married. All our eggs are in our basket.
Sorry,
so we ain't got no separate baskets to be worrying about or like or spreading out. Because if we don't do it, it'll fail. That's it. So we got each other.
Yeah.
We got to work together as a team. We got to raise these kids right. We got to keep the dogs in line. Everything has to be.
Yeah, but that goes to show that you got a good team player and you know that person. You know, she done showed you that she's a team player and she's about the team. I'm just talking about these men that are shady. You can't, you know, you just seen their personality, their skills.
Well, you should be getting, well, you should have fooled with them. Just like
I
don't
have
a woman like
that.
I'm just saying, there ain't too many good. You are a rare case. There ain't too many good, real men out there. You say you know a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
I'm
lying
to you. They put on the front.
There's a lot of good men out
there.
I'm sorry, that's not true. There's a lot of good men out here.
That is a lie.
They front to you. They
make people who they are.
They trying to emulate you.
No,
they ain't like that at home.
I'm a flat out say.
I'm speaking
the
point of view of
a lie. I'm a flat out say. At the end of the day, it's a lot of women who haven't really been taught to be real women, so they cool pointing the finger.
What is a real woman?
Huh?
I'm going to say something, too, though. You know what he just said?
I need some definitions here.
Hold on. I'm going to say something, too, because they got certain women that can make a man be like 2,000%, and they got some that he won't do nothing. How is it you see with this one dude with this one chick, he does nothing. Get with this one chick, and he's skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Same
thing. We make people who they are. We people mirror who we are. If we mirror that we don't trust you and we think you're going to be deceitful, yeah, that's what we're going to find in them. We're going to see them being distrustful and deceitful.
I got a situation. Me and my friend was grilling out one time, right? So this friend seen that I was doing the grill mostly, so his friend put me aside and said, you got to let him do the grill a little bit more. Let him step up and do something. He gets to the grill and get the panicking and acting frail and sensitive because the smoke is in his eyes. The smoke been going in my eyes. Get your frail body self somewhere and sit down.
But hold on, Miss Barbara.
That's supposed to be
Barbara,
the
hold on.
Your friends,
that's supposed to be
that.
The man's best friend is the grill.
Hold on, Miss Barbara. That not every man can sit there and cook on a barbecue grill. Because if that man going to mess up some meat, he needs to stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
That meat too expensive to be messing it up.
That's supposed to be man's best friend. But there's some people that were never taught how to work a grill. That doesn't mean he's not a man. Because my mom grilled. Cut the grass. That doesn't mean...
No, we're not going to go into that,
but I'm just saying, my stepdad's from Africa, okay? They don't cook on the grill. They cook on a fire. That's how he learned how to cook, okay? They were cooking on stones and stuff in the dirt.
Well, if he can cook on that fire, best believe me, he can cook a grill. He got some skills now.
Barbara,
I understand that, but it's like...
That man's
Miss Barbara, you from
and you're saying he's not a man just because he can't grill?
Yes. Well, it's a lot of stuff. He can't even change... You know, he can't change a tie. I just don't like no frail man. You got to be able to do something.
But you can't.
Besides
the
bedroom.
But that's the thing. You have to look at how they treat you. Not, I mean, because there's some women that can't cook. They can't
do
the dishes.
Hey.
Yeah, they got some women that can't cook, but they are good women. And they can do everything else.
I still
can
help them out.
Also, you can learn. Too.
I still stand by him and help him out, but he just frail. I stand by him and help him out. I tell him he needs a ride or he needs some papers filled out.
Miss Barbara, instead of saying he's frail, why don't you get him a barbecue grill and say, look, it would mean the world to me if you learn how to cook. Look at these YouTube videos.
I try to teach him. He don't want to learn. He don't want to learn something his ass.
I think I need to buy some goggles or something.
What is
his talent? What is his talent?
His talent.
What is he good at?
Being too nice to people, letting people run over him.
But that's another thing. You have to be more selective when you allow someone into your life so that you don't end up having these problems later on down the line.
I know, but I feel sorry for
him.
I feel sorry for him. I take him on as a charity case.
Yeah, well, you can't change him if they like that.
Hold on.
I didn't give up on charity.
Hold on. Everybody, give me a second here. Yeah, go ahead and ask me. We got like 33 seconds.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was just going to say, I hear what you're saying, but wouldn't you rather for a guy to at least admit that he couldn't do certain things instead of saying he can and really can't do it?
To me, yeah, I would love for him. It'd be nice if he admitted, but he in denial. He live in denial. He lives in denial. Ain't nothing wrong with not being able to do no grill. Admit it. The first step is to admit it. But he lives in denial.
So he's trying to play hard in front of you.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody that want to get involved with Miss Barbara, if you can't cook a grill, just don't talk to her. Don't waste your time.
You can't change a tire either.
You can't change a tire.
If you can't change a light in your car, the headlight.
You can't change the light in your
car,
tire, or you can't grill, just go ahead on and waste your time. But anyway,
you
everybody.
You got to show some man skills now. You just can't perpetrate and say you're a man. You got to show some man skills. You got to be able to back it up. And I ain't talking about the bedroom. You got to come better than that.
But Miss Barbara, you can't be no imitation man.
You're going to be a man. Stand up and be a man now. You got to have some kind of man skill.
Lord. Okay, I just have a question for you, though.
All right, everybody. All right, I got to wrap the show up before they shut me off.
Lord.
I want to thank everybody.
Okay, I want to ask Barbara, can she make lasagna, though? Like,
I can make lasagna. I can make lasagna.
Are you a really good cook?
Huh?
Do you know how to use a sewing machine?
Yeah, see, one thing about me, I don't believe in nothing mastering me. I'm going to study and study and study it until I master it.
Miss Barbara, that's you, though, Miss Barbara.
Everybody ain't like me,
the world would be better, too. I feel you. But still, it's just people different. But anyway, Miss Barbara, I got to wrap it up. Thank everybody.
All right, I'll talk to you. I enjoyed it tonight.
I want to thank Miss Barbara and everybody for letting us know what a real man is tonight. And I definitely see you guys next week.
Okay, then.